Joining me on the phone today is Francois Co, the music director of the Georgian Bay Symphony in Owen Sound. A true pleasure. Thank you, Francois, for phoning in today, away from your busy schedule. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Daniel, for inviting me. Such a nice interview. I'm so excited.
We are also. It is very exciting because the Georgian Bay Symphony, since you have become music director, has won the Vida Peen Orchestra Award 2017 from the Ontario Arts Council, also the Owen Sound Cultural Award. You are truly doing some marvelous work in Owen Sound. And I'd like you to tell us a little bit about how this whole job came together, you becoming the music director of the Georgian Bay Symphony.
Yeah, actually, I was working as an assistant conductor of Peterborough Symphony Orchestra long time ago. So it was 2014, and I received a strange phone call, very strange number, and it was the manager of the Georgian Bay Symphony. Mr. Go, you are selected one of the candidates for our upcoming music director audition. So I was so pleased, and then I made a nice concert with the musician in Owen Sound, the Georgian Bay Symphony. And then I was appointed as music director of the GBS in 2015. Since then, I have been working so hard with the musicians and the board of directors and manager. And we are so pleased to make such great progress with everybody. And we are also nominated in Owen Sound Culture Arts and Culture Awards nomination for this year. So I'm looking forward to the result.
Good. Now, you do about 5 symphony concerts each season. What's going on now? How did you get through the pandemic? How are things coming back to life now?
Yes, it was very challenging. As you see, a pandemic gave a huge negative impact to artists, especially musicians. However, the Georgian Bay Symphony could give 2 entire virtual seasons. I think our orchestra is the only symphony orchestra that gave to entire virtual concert, and we have such nice subscribers. They supported us financially, and people worked hard at home. They recorded everything individually by listening to a click track without conductor, and then submitted to our video editor, and our audio editor made a fantastic job as well. And then I supervised everything, the pitch and the rhythm. And we made a very nice combination of the beautiful scenery of the Georgian Bay, Owen Sound area, and we just streamed it through YouTube. And then now we are preparing our second live concert in 2022. So I'm very proud of my musicians, my board of directors, and manager.
Sounds like you have a great crew there. And are these videos still available on your YouTube channel?
Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So you get some great scenery. There's certainly a lot to choose from here.
That's right. You just Google, you just type Georgian Bay Symphony on YouTube.
Right.
You will be able to find several beautiful videos there.
Excellent. Francois, you know what really inspired me is your story, because you grew up in Korea where music was discouraged in your family. You were embarking on a biomedical engineering career.
Yes, tell
us a little bit about how that switch came about to music.
Yeah, thank you for asking such an interesting question. One day, I think I was 15, around 15, and my mother bought a classical guitar to learn it in a cultural program in a church my family went to. But she stopped learning the guitar because she was so busy. So the guitar became my friend. And I started to play Beatles and some easy classical guitar etuis, and I fell in love with the classical guitar. But as you said, the Asian parents in general at that time, they didn't like their children to become artists. And my parents, especially my mother, wanted my sister to become a concert pianist. And my sister learned piano at a very early age. She took a lot of private lessons. But I've never received a formal music lessons when I was
interesting. Young. So you were self-taught, and your sister got the formal training.
Yeah, but she hated piano.
Oh, she hated it.
she did not like piano too much. But my parents were at that time they were a little bit strict, so she couldn't dare.
Oh, I don't like
piano.
Couldn't dare say no.
No, that's right. So I kept playing guitar as my hobby. And as you said, I majored in biomedical engineering. But, you know, I realized that it was not my destiny at all. So I decided to enter a music university in guitar performance without telling my parents because I knew what the answer would be.
Wow. So you did it in secret.
That's right. So
wow.
I worked very hard on the construction site to earn money for to borrow a good instrument, some private lessons, and, you know, the entrance exam fees. So finally, I got into a music program at a university near Seoul, and I, you know, said to my parents, I got accepted, and they gave up.
They gave up. They simply gave in. Right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Wow. And since then, you've had quite a journey because you're also very heavily involved in promoting contemporary music.
That's right. For a conductor, it was one of my duty to promote, you know, contemporary music by especially by Canadian composers, because the conductor, frankly, conductors are servants for composers. We have to deliver their message by performing with the orchestra. So developing, you know, finding good, talented composers are very important for our musical future as well. So I always add one or two Canadian composers' pieces at our concert program, each concert, yes.
Can you tell us about some of the memorable occasions, interesting composers you've discovered over these few years that you've been music director of the Georgian Bay Symphony? I know one that comes to mind that you've worked with is Justin Mariner, Montreal-based.
Oh, actually, it was my first public concert with a symphony orchestra in Montreal, and it was my first master's recital. And even since that time, my aim was very clear. Oh, I had to add something contemporary in my recital program. So I contacted one of the composers at McGill in Montreal, and Justin was so kind, and he explained, you know, the good point of working with a live composer is that I can talk to him directly. So he gave me a lot of good information how to deal with, you know, difficult passages, and, you know, I was very happy to play Aftermath.
Aftermath, that's right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Very, very interesting discovery. Well, tell us a little bit, what's left in your 2022 season?
Yeah, thank you for asking me the question, because in 2 weeks, the Georgian Bay Symphony is giving a concert on Saturday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at Harmony Center in Owen Sound. Actually, we have invited a fantastic violinist, Mark Feuer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the former concertmaster of the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra, and he was the former artistic director of Sweetwater Music Festival.
That's right. That's right. Well, that promises to be an exceptional evening of music. May 7th, Spring Energy, 7:30 p.m. at the Harmony Center. For more information and tickets, visit georgianbaysymphony.ca. Thank you, Francois. Thank you for taking the time to join us today. What a fascinating story. Great to get to know you. And I know who to call now when I'm looking for a young Canadian composer.
Yeah, please call me. Yeah, if you have any, you know, good composers, I would be happy to promote their career by, you know, performing their pieces.
Excellent. That's exactly what we need. Thank you, Francois. You have a terrific week.
Thank you, Daniel.
Looking forward to connecting with you soon.
Yes, thank you. Have a great day, Daniel.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.